Yerushalmi Pei Kotelin to Bavli Vochim Daf Mem Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chofei Amad Aleph, 15 lines down, Tani. Tani Eima Abin, Chule, Amba Mana, Hatha Tatema, Roshoina, Shahu Ashonim, Kasidram, Ava Achshav, Shein Ashonim, Kasidram, Hishvias, Hisha, Shnei, Shavua. The Braitha we had before that taught that they may not extend the seventh year, but Mana said that this applied originally when the years were in order, but now that they're not, the seventh year is the same as any other year. Tani shall beis Rabbi Gamliel avua b'motzei shviyis miyad. A Braitha teaches that the house of Rabbi Gamliel immediately extended the eighth year. Am of Avin, im min hador, in at shema min haklum, shema es chodesh ha'aviv, shomreyu, shiyovoy, v'chidushoy. But Avin says one cannot use that Braitha to prove that Beis Din can exempt from Masses, because that Braitha is based on the posuk that says in Dorim, in Perek Tev Zayin Posuk Aleph, guard the month of Aviv, which is the spring, meaning the month of Nisan, guard it that it should always fall in the spring season by sometimes adding a second month of Adar so that Nisan is delayed until after the winter. From where did we learn that Beis Din can render someone's property hefker? From the case of our Mishnah that says that if a Hebrew grain was made from which leket had not yet been gathered. Reb Mana, quoting Shimon Lakish, says that case is according to Beis Shammai, who say that hefker just for the poor is considered hefker, but Beis Hillel say that the poor may separate maaser and then they can eat. Amalei Rav Yosi Shaman Ushipatim Amaisus Dibakol Meshum Kanas Rav Yosi Rav Mana said that we've heard that all agree it's exempt from Masus because there's a penalty by Beis Din that makes it Hefka. Rav Zeir Rav Abor B'Shem Rav Yochanan Abos Kavim Lakor. Rav Zeir and Rav Abor quoting Rav Yochanan say that what does Rav Shem Rav Gamliel mean in the Mishnah that he should give the poor the usual amount that falls? That refers to 4 Kav per Kor. Rav Zeir Boy Koyim Rav Abor Abos Kavim Lakor Oy LeBeis Kor. And Rav Zeir asked Rav Abor, is that 4 kav per kor harvested or per kor planted? Amalei lebeis kor, Rav Abor answered Rav Zeir is referring to per kor that's been planted. Taman taninan am Rav Yehuda ma kitzer bekuri ela im yesh ba kadei nafila. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia says that if a sharecropper received a field and it didn't sufficiently produce, and the sharecropper doesn't want to continue working with it as it's not profitable, if it produced enough grain to make a pile, he must continue to work with it. Rav Yehuda says, if there is the amount that falls. Rav Abou said that what's the meaning of the amount that falls that we just heard from Rav Yehuda? Enough seeds that he can now sow the field the following year. On the other hand, here the explanation of the amount that falls was the usual amount that falls during harvesting.